There is one winner in the Lance Armstrong fiasco.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And in case you missed it, Lance Armstrong gave his big interview to Oprah Winfrey last night, in which he confessed to just about everything.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Well, the whole ordeal has been devastating to Lance Armstrong's reputation, but for Oprah's struggling cable network, well, that's a different story. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The disgraced cyclist's landmark interview was promoted on the network as Oprah and Lance Armstrong. Maybe putting Oprah's name first isn't such a coincidence.
It's important to Oprah because it's one of the first major gets, as they call it, in the business of a story of wide interest.
Media analyst Hal Vogel says the Oprah Winfrey Network has limped along since it launched 2 years ago. It's grabbed just a tiny fraction, 325,000 on an average night, of the roughly 7 million viewers who once made a daily date with the Oprah Winfrey Show. Vogel says getting Armstrong's confession reminds viewers of what an important media and cultural figure Winfrey still is.
In terms of lasting effect, it's a nice blip, but she's going to have to do many more of these types of interviews in order to attract a sustainable audience.
Winfrey's got other irons in the fire. A new scripted series from TV star Tyler Perry debuts in May. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.